This is Ozarks at Large. A musical sculpture garden is being installed on a public pocket park along North Main Street in Eureka Springs, the only one like it in the United States. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us there.
This is what North Main Street Park sounds like. But by next May, residents and visitors will hear these sounds. Renaga Farbiage walks along a stone pathway with one of his musically tuned wind chimes. It's a prototype of a much larger chime installation he will install here, which will play a certain iconic melody.
This is John Lennon's "All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance." So the sculpture will be ringing out a message of peace constantly. Part of the interpretation will explain that if you strike the notes in a particular pattern, you will play "Give Peace a Chance." But whether you know that or not, it'll still be sounding a call for peace.
Wind chime artist Renaga Farbiage builds musically tuned wind chimes for a living. He markets them at Renaissance festivals and arts and crafts fairs across the country. Born in Germany in 1948 to Ignaz and Helen Farbiage, two Polish Holocaust survivors, Renaga learned fabrication from his father, an inventor and expert in electrical engineering. Renaga's Celestial Winds Harmonic Bazaar, his retail store and workshop, located on Highway 23 south of Eureka Springs, has become a popular tourist attraction because suspended from a large oak tree out front hangs the world's largest musically tuned wind chime. That's according to the Guinness Book of World Records. But Renaga's most noted sound installation to date was staged at the prestigious Walker Arts Center in Minneapolis several years ago. It's a fabrication commissioned for French artist Pierre Huyghe for the exhibition The Quick and the Dead in the center's sculpture garden.
In 2009, I was commissioned to do a sound piece for the Walker Art Institute in Minneapolis by a French artist. It was a deconstruction of a John Cage score called Dream. We took the score for Dream, which was originally commissioned by the Martha Graham Dance Company, and deconstructed the piece into 49 individual wind chimes that were tuned to every single note that John Cage wrote. These are hanging in a grove of trees next to the Spoonbridge and Cherry at the Walker Arts Center in the Sculpture Garden.
Spoonbridge and Cherry, an immense outdoor sculpture created by American artist Klaus Oldenburg. And for Eureka's North Main Street Park, Renaga is designing three individual sound sculptures.
One will be a large marimba-like structure. One will be a chime tree-like, a serpentine chime tree piece that'll actually play a section of recognizable music. Will be 20 feet long, and it'll be serpentine that you'll be able to tap the pieces individually to get the musical sounds, or you'll be able to, I can see children, you know, just running under this thing, kind of joyfully dancing under the pieces and playing it that way.
And the serpentine chime tree will be made up of 10 groups of chimes, each tube a quarter of an inch in width and 8 to 18 inches in length, depending upon the tone.
The Ozarkophone will be wooden slats tuned in a pentatonic scale, and they'll have a sound similar to this.
The third will be made of huge metal tubes partially buried in the earth.
The Stonehenge-like metallophone and the wooden Ozarkophone, I call it, which will be made out of cedar and walnut planking, will both be tuned in a pentatonic scale, which is similar to the black keys on a piano. For anyone who's ever sat down at a piano and just pounded on the black keys, you can't hit a bad note. So if you want to impress your friends, if you just play the black keys on a piano, if you have any kind of rhythm or timing, you'll be able to play a tune. I also recently learned that most gospel tunes are written in pentatonic scales. So the metallophone will have a sound similar to this.
Patrons understand and play the musical sculpture, interpretation will be installed as well. Other artists will also be pitching into this project.
I've been chosen as the project designer and chief sound designer for the Eureka Springs Sound Park, but we'll be collaborating with other Eureka Springs artists in the creation of the sculptural elements to make it a true collaborative project.
The planned sculpture garden is located in one of the most neglected sections of Eureka, dotted with abandoned limestone facades and a few rundown homes. But things are slowly improving. This wooded parcel of land, originally gifted to the city by William and Carolyn Bomberger in 1991, has served as a free parking area for residents who work downtown and as a trolley stop for visitors. In recent years, the city transformed two-thirds of the lot, creating gardens and building walkways, picnic tables, and benches. A public restroom is planned, along with a visitor's kiosk. A new sidewalk connects the park to the shopping district several blocks south. Leatherwood Creek flows to the north just across the street, and Old Depot Spring is located nearby. Members of the Eureka Springs Downtown Network are now responsible for the gardens. But Sandy Martin, chair of the Eureka Springs Arts Council, is responsible for coming up with the idea of transforming this site into a musical sound sculpture park.
We wanted to, at the Eureka Springs Arts Council, we wanted to beautify different locations throughout the city, particularly the points of entry in the city. And North Main was one that was just begging for something. This park was here. It's a beautiful park. It has free parking. It's a nice gateway and a nice showcase going in and out of the city. So we thought this would be a terrific area to do it. Plus, we want to revitalize all of the North Main area. We're getting so jam-packed downtown and so many activities at Basin Park that this also provides another venue for activities, events, concerts, and the musical sculpture park just fit in beautifully.
This summer, the local arts council learned it would receive a substantial grant to start up the project.
We were able to get a grant with the great help of Glenna Booth at the city. We collaborated with the city and the community development project of Western Carroll County. And we applied for a grant through the Arkansas Arts Council and received $6,400 to get us started on this grant. And they loved the idea. We took some sketches that Renaga had done. They said it was unique and fresh, and were real interested in following the project.
Because this district is zoned both commercial and residential, a community meeting was held to inform neighbors about the endeavor, who have all signed on. Outdoor sculpture parks are commonplace across Europe, and we have around 30 of them in North America. Musical sculpture parks, however, are rare. The city of Montreal in Quebec recently constructed Harmony Park. It features tuned drums, marimba, and chimes, all fixed and bolted into aggregate concrete walkways. It's a little sterile looking. Eureka's musical sculpture park, however, will be much more organic, blending in with the forested mountain setting. Renaga Farbiage will spend the winter building the three musical sculptures in anticipation of a spring unveiling. Eureka Springs Arts Council Chair Sandy Martin.
Renaga will start working, has started working on the instruments already, and we're going to unveil it during the 2013 May Festival of the Arts. So it'll probably be right around the beginning of the festival for the kickoff of it, and we're planning some events. We want a lot of kids down here to participate in sound and music and outdoor venue as well. So that's when we're going to kick it off.
And hopefully by next spring, the little unnamed park, blooming with jonquils, forsythia, and sound, will also be christened and named. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.